If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Male Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Male treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Male will help you.
Call New Male Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on the Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Starlin Castro heads into Pittsburgh tonight with a 429 batting average against Pirates starter J.A. Happ. Manager Joe Maddon dropped by Spiegs and Goff today, and he said despite Castro's struggles on offense, he's pleased with the shortstop's play on defense.
I'm absolutely trusting that. Like you said, he's been making a lot of great plays, and that the other day in Milwaukee was the first one in a while. Last play of the game, it's a thing that he had been doing early in the season, and all that is he stayed back on the ball as opposed to playing through it. Yeah, play through that ball, he'd have made the play cleanly. So we just have to keep reminding him about the little techniques and fundamentals of all of that. But I think he's been playing great.
You can hear more of that conversation with Joe Maddon at SpieglandGoff.com. Cubs lineup tonight has David Ross behind the plate and Chris DeNorfia in left field. That means Kyle Schwarber's not in the starting lineup. Jake Arrieta looking for his career-high 12th win and 18th quality start. He'll face J.A. Happ, who's making his debut for the Pirates. White Sox, meanwhile, trying to right the ship after losing four of their last five. They'll send Chris Sale to the mound to face Tampa Bay. A's Chris Archer. Archer struck out 11 in his last start against Detroit. And MLB has handed down punishment for Sunday's skirmish between the Blue Jays and Royals. Blue Jays pitcher Aaron Sanchez got a 3-game suspension for intentionally throwing at the Royals' Elcides Escobar, and manager John Gibbons received a 1-game suspension for returning to the field following his ejection. No practice for the Bears today in Bourbonnais. They'll return to the practice field tomorrow. Elsewhere in the league, Jameis Winston took part in the Bucks' first 11-on-11 scrimmage yesterday. He was intercepted 3 passes. And Texas running back Arian Foster injured his groin in Houston's first padded practice yesterday. He'll need surgery but could return this season, according to Pro Football Talk. And finally, the city of Chicago says they'll net about $16 million from the sale of the property that currently houses Malcolm X College to the Blackhawks. The Hawks plan to build a new practice facility and community ice center on the site. The scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. And visit your local Shelby's and Stella's Place to enter to win a spot in the Golden Ticket Finale, where you could win $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats to live out your sports dream. Brought to you by Shelby's and Stella's Place, your premium place to play slots and video poker. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is our Boris Zabrinsky brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Oak Lawn. Visit WebbChevroletOakLawn.com today.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
For those who want us to discuss Rowdy Roddy Piper's death, I don't know who he is.
I thought he was already dead.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's sad. I know a lot of wrestling fans who are really sad about it. There was a great piece on SB Nation about how it's difficult for any black person to be a wrestling fan because of what they would do with the characters. Mm-hmm. Kamala is a savage from Africa.
This man is nothing more than a savage.
This native is restless.
Or, you know, there's always some guy.
Wasn't?
No, he's. Yeah, I think he was from Cleveland, Terry.
Cleveland, Ohio? It's one of the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you know Cleveland's great for the whole family?
Yes.
There was literally a character called the Irish Mick.
Look out,
prodigy, he's Irish.
Go back to like the game Punch Out. One of the guys is pizza pasta.
Yeah, well,
gee, I wonder where he's from.
Well, I mean, and in Mike Tyson's Punch Out, you have Piston Honda,
right?
And you have Mr. Sandman, who's a scary black man from Philadelphia.
You know that Soda Popinski was originally something like Vodka Drunkinski.
Yes, absolutely.
And they had to change it. How about the game Matt Mania? One of them was a Kamala character whose name was Coco Savage.
Yeah.
And the racism is just...
Yes.
Perfect. Stew to a perfection.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dosky.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
At 304 Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, Boars and Bernstein. We had another one of those things today where we had a guy who has a column complaining that nobody criticizes Chris Bryant. We have a habit of this city. If you want to criticize Chris Bryant, if you want to say he sucked, whatever you want to say, say it.
Right.
You know, he's got carte blanche on here already. He's been here 5 minutes and already nobody questions him. Nobody does anything about this. And he's in the 240s and he's striking out too many times. And, okay.
All right, then, but he's been worth 3.5 wins already.
Yeah, then write it. Don't say, oh, you know, he's been... You write it.
If you
That's
think
what a columnist
right.
does.
If you think he sucks...
Write it.
Say he sucks.
Yes. We went through this before not too long ago.
Right. Look,
don't complain about nobody. Oh, you know what? Nobody in this town says anything about this.
Say
it. You can. You absolutely can. Write it. Chris Bryant sucks. It's not hard. Write it then. That's your premise. Go for it.
It's passive aggressive is what it is.
Oh my God.
It's passive aggressive where it's kind of, well, you know, nobody's saying this stuff.
Bad things about him, but.
Apparently he can do no wrong. Well, yeah. then say he's done wrong.
That's what I would do.
I always think that when we turn these mics on, or when you sit down and you start banging away at a column, that, like you say, all you can do is go hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yes.
kick somebody's nuts up to their neck.
That's yeah. I mean, it's not an everyday thing, but there's certainly. I didn't write a column and say, well, you know, they're not saying anything bad about this guy here. Nobody's saying anything bad about this guy.
Go ahead.
Because if somebody, I'd pound him then. If I wanna go after somebody and say, I know this, I'll pound him. And did. Mm-hmm. Many times. Not, well, you know, damn it, nobody's writing about this here. He's 240. He's not hitting. He's gonna strike out 196 times, and yet he can do no wrong. Well, if you wanna say, it's very easy calling the right. Overrated, not of much use.
Everybody's
don't like him.
Everyone's wrong about Bryant, and here's why.
Right. Yep. Very easy. You do it.
Yeah, here's my case, and this is people love this kid, and this is completely misplaced, and this is what I think he's going to be. Plant your flag. Go ahead. Say, I think everyone else is wrong, and I'm going to be the person that says he sucks now, and he's always going to suck,
yes.
And why are you bothering?
Right. I mean, is that so difficult? I don't get the, nobody's saying, nobody's looking at this, but let me point this out to you here. I got nothing to say about it. Point this out to you. And he's bulletproof, and nobody says anything wrong about him. Nobody's saying, looking at the numbers, flattening out to the 240s, and, oh, my God, he's all the strikeouts. Oh, my God. And, well, you could have done this in the first paragraph. If you feel nobody's doing it, you do it.
You've got the pulpit. You've got the voice. You've got the opportunity to be the guy doing it. And
beat
then
him up.
You can stop the idea that nobody's doing it.
Right. Beat him up.
Because you can actually do it yourself. Go ahead.
It's a really odd concept, isn't it?
You know,
you can do it yourself.
A story that I was thinking about bringing in the second half, but I realized it's bigger than that, and I wanted to give it a little bit more room to breathe. Did you see the New York Times piece about what is going on at AT&T Park as part of a new local San Francisco ordinance?
No, I did not.
That the mayor of San Francisco signed a new law in May that banned smokeless tobacco from all public athletic fields in the city.
Okay.
Including AT&T Park. So they talked to Madison Bumgarner, who is constantly dipping. He said, because he grew up in South Carolina, where he said nearly all
men
there's
dipped. Still a lot of them. If you watch enough baseball games, you see a lot of them
dipping. And it's awful. He said he's been doing it since he was in fifth grade, pretty much all the time. And they mentioned other guys and the percentages of Major League Baseball players who still use smokeless tobacco. And this was a lobbying group, a nonprofit group, campaigned for tobacco-free kids. and they approached San Francisco lawmakers. It's the first step in a plan to eventually rid Major League Baseball of smokeless tobacco. They say that they expect at least six more cities with big league teams to pass similar legislation by the end of the year. Similar motions have been proposed by a Los Angeles city councilman, and they plan to approach more cities until the entire league is accounted for. And I think this is great because there is absolutely nothing redeeming about smokeless tobacco. And there certainly is only downside in all of the free advertising that it gets in this day and age from baseball players and what it does for kids and how I see it with kids getting their big league chew, which in itself was designed to look like a bag of leaf tobacco and put the big wad in their cheek.
Yeah,
and their,
smart packaging. So, they did it,
And big league chew is still is immensely popular, but it's correct. And even that is because of the image of tobacco chewing. But you see kids, with the wad of sunflower seeds. It's great. The seeds are awesome when it's not distracting, because if you've been around some of the kids, seeds become a complete distraction in dugouts and on the field, and kids don't even like quite know how to spit them out, and they get confused. And the balls hit to them, they're too busy trying to dribble the seeds down their chin. But I think this is terrific. I have no sympathy for any Major League Baseball. What am I going to do without my awful, disgusting habit that gives me mouth cancer? I mean, you want half your jaw removed in some surgery and you have to eat through a tube for the rest of your life? Go ahead and do it. I
can't ask Tony Gwynn about it anymore.
No, and I think that we're on the side of a tipping point, or close to some kind of tipping point, and it's a really good tipping point, because dipping is awful. It's just disgusting.